is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. We got to roll right into the phone calls here, guys. Lots of people want to talk. We go to the phones. It's Mark in Texas. Everyone waited patiently through the news. I'm always so pleased when that happens. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Real quick on the last topic.
Yes.
The Constitution only applies to the government, doesn't apply to private businesses.
That's as it should be. And there are so many people that are confused about that, and I blame the government schools, because the government schools does not teach you that about the Constitution. They just teach you the Bill of Rights. So you have a right to the freedom of speech and a right to be free from search and seizure.
And
they don't
have
tell
those rights,
you what applies
but the government
to.
Can't suppress them. Private businesses can, message boards, whatever.
Yeah, exactly right.
Absolutely right.
And real quick, Gart, this is the first time I've called in where you've been on the show, and hey, it's nice to have you on.
I think a lot of people, I think maybe we just don't enunciate the D in Gard very much. I think a lot of people Gart. Think your name is Gart.
Yeah.
Gard.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And it's nice to know so many people who are so sharp and on the ball listen to this program. It's awesome.
Sir, were you here to just verbally fillet Gardner, or were you here to
Actually, I was here to verbally fillet Mark.
Excellent.
Yes, which is great. So you had issues with the TSA, right?
I did. I ran into
I
a little bit of trouble at the.
Or something?
Are you talking about the incident that was just a couple of weeks ago at the Manchester airport?
Yes.
Right. I was going through the line, and apparently my ID, my driver's license, was out of date. And for some reason, they decide that although I'm not going to be driving the plane, that my driver's license needs to not be expired, even though it clearly shows my picture, where I live, you know, the whole thing.
You're a non-compliant citizen.
Clearly identifiable in this picture.
Were you guys flying to New York? Was that what it was?
No, I was flying.
This was just Mark with his wife.
Yeah, flying home to Sarasota.
Okay, so this wasn't for the convention thing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so if you had all those problems with the TSA, why didn't you just, like, use those giant Dumbo ears and just fly on your own?
Well, you know, they're not very aerodynamic.
They're huge, though, man.
They are big ones.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'm surprised you didn't sneak a purple helmet reference in.
I'm surprised.
Let's continue with Don in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Don.
I'll be right back. Hey, how you doing?
Don, you have to talk to us now.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you, man?
Hey, earlier, you know, a gentleman called in and he had stated the fact that there was a law. This is in reference to Ed and Elaine Brown.
Yeah.
You know, he had stated earlier that there was a law, according to the IRS, for federal taxes. You know, it amazes me. You guys went on to state that, you know, it was a moral issue. You know, most people would actually research, do some study on the Federal Reserve Bank. They would realize that it's a total corrupt system.
Mm-hmm.
Consolidation of the wealth of America and stealing and descending us into slavery. I mean, we're
they
not headed to get
that. Well, it's true.
It's an outlandish claim. Why don't you back it up?
First of all, I mean, Reagan said it himself when he wrote in his own memoirs in his book was the fact that all of our money that we pay in the Federal Reserve never go, I mean, in our federal taxes never go to actually supporting the federal government, but only paying into interest on the Fed on the debt.
Mm.
So what's the purpose of actually having and paying federal taxes if there's no, I mean, there's no recourse? You're not actually heading to a betterment of ourselves. We're actually descending and falling further and further, you know, into a state of potentially, I mean,
well, you should pay your fair share, Mark. You should pay your fair share.
And we'll tell you what that fair share is, by the way.
No, they won't. They force you to calculate it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a fair share.
Good point.
I certainly don't want my fair share of the $8.8 trillion that the federal government owes currently.
I didn't sign up for that debt. Thanks very much. I don't owe that money.
This is the other question I have. You know, like I said, Ed and Elaine Brown, you know, if other people would stand up like they did, maybe we could possibly take this country back because we're not headed in a good direction. And, you know, people call in and they say laws, but, you know, let's get past the laws and let's get down to reality, which is, as I said, if things don't change in this country, you know, what's going to happen to our children and grandchildren? I mean, it's a scary thought, especially when Bush stands up today and says he's above the law.
Wait, he said that again today?
Yeah.
What was this story?
I can't say the verbatim. All I know is, him and Cheney both, repeatedly go about stating the fact that basically, Bush, you know, has openly stated that he wanted to be a dictator.
He is the decider.
But that isn't that scary for you and I?
That's scary. That's why we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because I agree with exactly what you're saying, and that is that more people should stand up and they should refuse to pay and they should protect their liberties with whatever it takes, and more people should do this. And I think it would be more effective if those people were all living within proximity to one another, which is why we're here in New Hampshire, as Ed Brown is. Of course, Ed was already here, but I think that that's the way we have to move in this country.
I don't actually own guns myself, but as you were saying earlier, I mean, I believe that, you know, if homosexuals want to be able to speak openly, then go ahead. If you want to own a gun, go ahead, because, I mean, if we start depriving other people of rights, then we just really actually deprive ourselves of them.
Absolutely. Well said, Mark. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, you know, there are a couple things about that. Ian, you make a great point. Getting people in concentrated masses in one location, I think, really helps get around this diffused defenders of liberty around the country sort of thing.
Ed Brown is a perfect example of the success.
All these people turning out to help them out.
Right. If the Free Staters weren't here in New Hampshire, the early movers weren't here, Ed would be having a much tougher time right now. Now, to be fair, there are people that are outside of the Free State movement that are helping him out as well.
Yeah.
But I would say his supporters would be, you know, halved if it weren't for the Free Staters that were here standing up for him. Doing there was a tremendous, I guess, turnout at his press conference last week. The Free Staters helped promote that, and they showed up and they spoke at it. One of our listeners, Bill Walker, was there. He was quoted in the press because he was just railing against one of the AP reporters apparently while he was there. And so it's a perfect example of the success of the idea of concentrating effort in one place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was thinking about something else too, this idea of the government and rights and so on, and when can you sell off your rights. They had a story out of Florida last week about a school that was going to implement a policy, and it's been done in other schools, and this was something where if you wanted to do any sort of sport, you had to consent to voluntary drug testing. And if you did not, you could not be on the team. And I thought to myself, well, you know, some people would think that that's analogous to the idea of voluntarily joining up with a private entity and agreeing to their stipulations upon entry into this, so, I don't know, auto racing place. You will volunteer a urine sample or whatever it might be.
They could think that. Okay.
They'd be wrong. It would be absolutely wrong. And because there are so many instances where there is coercion as part of the system for the government school system.
And the kids are forced to go there.
They're forced to go. And if they want to play, I mean, their parents are forced to pay.
Yep.
And so are other people. And so then they say, well, yeah, but, you know, everybody should have a say into this. It's like, well, I tell you what, maybe the best thing to do is to remove that moral dilemma from the taxpayers who might be upset that the kids are having to give up their blood or their urine or hair sample, and allow people to freely associate so that you don't have this dilemma, so that people make their own decisions and they go to private schools and set their own policy.
If this was a private school, then you'd be talking about the ultimate say that a person would have, which is removing their child from the school and stop paying for tuition.
Yep.
But currently, whether I even have a child in the school or not, I pay for the tuition for that school.
And somehow the parents have a say amongst all the other thousands of people who live there and have to vote or try to vote and have to pay their taxes.
Mm.
How is that at all equated to them giving their consent to this sort of a policy?
Well said. Well said. 800-259-9231 to the phones to Don in Pennsylvania. Wait, did we just take Don? I think we did.
Okay.
Let's go to Alex in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Alex.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Don was talking about the Federal Reserve and how bad that is. And I think it should be abolished and the gold standard should be reapplied. I don't know. That's just me.
We're with you.
Hey, you know what I'd like to do is get rid of the Federal Reserve and have private banking. That's the way.
Yeah.
That's the way I would do it. Let the banks determine what they want to do, what currency they want to have, and base it on, on reserves that they have of gold in their stocks.
I very much agree.
Alex, you had another reason for calling. Hold on. We'll bring you back.
Sure.
800-259-9231. Josh in Texas. Steve, Francisco, people all over the place. Ladies, you know, if you call in, you come first on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. And the calls are so loaded, I don't know if we'll get a chance to talk about the new ID database that the Congress is about to foist on us. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a bulletin board system with over 1,500 people, almost 250,000 posts for you to surf around through, and it's all totally free. You just head over to bbs.freetalklive.com, and there's where you can get interactive with a variety of our listeners and others. In fact, we're still approaching 250,000, approaching it slowly at this point, but nonetheless, it's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue with the phone calls, let's go to, it is Josh, Alex in Florida, holding on still. Alex, you're back.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I want to talk about Ron Paul and Fred Thompson.
Okay.
And so anyways, you know, Fred Thompson's been getting sort of the headlines on all the major news stations recently.
Right, this undeclared candidate for president is just because the media so badly wants an actor to run.
Right.
Please, he knows how to deal with us and stand in front of the cameras and things.
So ridiculous.
Well, and the people like the actors, too. You know, people like actors, and they're obsessed with Hollywood, and so he gets points for that.
But it really shows you how much of a game it is, because, like, it's just who can trick us the best? And, you know, it's just, it's so ridiculous. So, and they want another Reagan, because, you know, Reagan was a former actor, so they think, oh, my gosh, Fred Thompson, he's an actor, so, you know, Reagan was an actor, so he'll be the new Reagan. So,
right.
I don't know.
Fred Thompson might do a great job at acting like a you know, small government guy, but the fact is his record in the Senate shows otherwise.
Now, didn't Ron Paul come in second place in some sort of a straw poll?
Okay, yeah, there was a straw poll in Tennessee, and I don't think it was entirely open to the public. It was a
like the Republican Party.
No, it was a tax freedom group in Tennessee.
Okay.
Took a straw poll, only Tennesseans of this group, and Fred Thompson came in first, undeclared. So the first declared candidate was Ron Paul.
Got it.
Who beat out all the rest of the candidates, Giuliani,
McCain. And he gets no attention.
None.
Well, Ron Paul also won the straw poll in Utah. I mean, he didn't win. He got second place. Romney got an overwhelming amount, but it's
right,
Utah,
like 87%. Right, it's Utah. Romney's Mormon.
Right. So, but I guess what I wanted to say was the fact that all these headlines are saying how Fred Thompson. I've seen a lot of these where Fred Thompson is going to take control of the internet, and he's going to be one of the newest candidates that might be elected through the internet, etc. And like. They're putting so much emphasis on Fred Thompson's connection to the internet, or supposed connection to the internet, which he doesn't have.
Right.
And they're completely ignoring
the polls.
Ron Paul.
He's not winning any internet polls. Ron Paul is.
And you know what's interesting? The very fact that they occasionally mention Ron Paul, and oh boy, how quirky and weird it is that this guy, Ron Paul, is in some polls. Okay, that's enough mention of that. The very fact that they have brought that up occasionally signifies that there is a force that Ron Paul has through the internet, through these communication media, that they just can't really handle right now in the mainstream press.
Yeah, and I think in general my problem is that when Fred Thompson has a connection to the internet, it's apparently amazing. And when Ron Paul has a connection to the internet, he's a kook or he's a maverick. He's, you know, he's one of these outliers. And it doesn't seem to fit.
Well, I've had the displeasure of seeing this man in person. I didn't meet him or anything, but he's come to
me.
Oh, don't wash yourself, Mark. But
he was very pleasant.
He has attended both the R&R talk radio seminars over the past 2 years, R&R Radio and Records Magazine. And they have some sort of a love for this guy because he can talk into a microphone as well as being an actor. Because
right.
He does the fill-ins for Paul Harvey sometimes, and he does some work for ABC News, though I believe he's resigned himself from that job as he's pursuing the presidential thing. But they just fawn all over this politician. Oh, he was in Law and Order, and he was a senator. Oh, he's so brilliant.
Oh, man.
And it's just disgusting. We're sitting there trying to eat our lunch, and there's this politician up there blabbing on about whatever, and he's just as unimpressive as any other politician.
And shoot, lest I sound like a meanie, I was in Washington and covered Capitol Hill in 1989 with a radio syndicate, and I got to tell you, man, I was not impressed by the bulk of the people down there who are our reporters. There are some very bright ones, but the majority of them, for example, the woman I shadowed and was supposedly teaching me, they don't question things. They don't think about things. A lot of it is systemic because they don't have the time to start doing the research and so on. But I think that that's a bit of an excuse. I think a lot of these people just go with the establishment. They like the way the establishment gives them their gravy. They like being able to contact these people. They feel familiar with them. They like to hold them up as icons. And they don't think things through. I went to a conference once on child crack baby legislation, and Dick Gephardt was there. And she took some sound bites from this hearing that he had. It was a total setup hearing. You know, all these people who were in favor of giving federal money to mothers who were addicted to crack so the babies wouldn't be addicted.
Right, who wouldn't want to do that?
Yeah, and we walked away, and I was like, she goes, okay, now we can do our report. I was like, wait, aren't you going to get anybody from the other side? She goes, no, the news was this event.
I was like, yeah, but the event is made up to promote the legislation. You're just a conduit and an amplifier for Dick Gephardt.
That's a PR hack. Absolutely what most reporters are, so-called journalists are today. They're simply, I love your word, conduits for government press releases.
Yeah.
And pretty much that's it. Alex, just a curiosity, we've talked recently with a couple of so-called anarchists, or self-labeled anarchists. I don't know if that's how you label yourself. I prefer free marketeer or whatever. Anyway, I've sort of gotten the impression from you over the years that you are an adherent in that way. And these are the ones, the people I'm referring to are the ones that would hold someone like you to the fire and say, why are you talking about Ron Paul? Why are you promoting this guy? You're supposed to not vote. You're supposed to be outside the system entirely. How is it that you, as someone who is generally fairly against government, has come to the purpose, come to participation in the system?
Well, I really, you mentioned this before, and Mark Stevens has, and it just, I think I take Lysander Spooner's position in which voting doesn't really mean you can dump the government. It's really just a bullet in the sense that, you know, you prefer one existence over the other, but it doesn't mean that that's the existence you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically, like, it's almost like, as Lysander Spooner says, you're like a soldier who's made to shoot, but you shoot the enemy just because you don't want to die, don't want to be in war, right? So that's the way I look at it. I'm going to vote because I'd rather have Ron Paul in office than Fred Thompson, but in reality, I don't want Ron Paul in office. I want to have to be my own sovereign individual aside from government.
You don't want any office.
So you take it from the self-defense aspect, and I completely agree with that. That makes total sense. These people are going to use violence on you whether you like it or not, so you might as well participate at least to the extent that you can minimize the violence utilized on you. And as I think Lysander Spooner also pointed out correctly, that voting is an anonymous occurrence, which of course also invalidates it to some extent, but there's no way they could possibly trace your vote. You could go in to, and they can see that, well, Alexander came in to vote today, but there's no way they can say that you actually voted in the presidential election or that you actually filled out the ballot at all. You could have turned in a blank ballot had you wanted to. So there's no way that anyone could trace that back and say, well, you're clearly consenting to be ruled by whoever you voted for. That's not
true.
The case.
And I definitely think that in order to get to an anarchist society or free marketeer society, you're going to have to vote people in office so that there's a gradual change that are of the libertarian mindset.
Yep.
So I don't think it's going to be this drastic, you know, experience from communism to anarchy. And if it does happen like that, it'll be probably very violent.
Alex, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And I also like the practical aspects of, you know, that's a realistic approach. Some of these anarchists are out there saying, I don't want to participate in the system. I don't even want to talk to minarchists. Well, you know, the fact is, those guys all started somewhere. They all started on their path to liberty at some point, and they weren't a principled anarchist the next day. It took me 7 years. It's taken people a long, long time. They've got to be introduced at some point. And Ron Paul makes a great introduction to liberty for most Americans. It's just a fact.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe, whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports. Call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical, NUTRI. Medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are,
call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listened to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com? That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org as we go to the phones to the fun. Josh in Texas on the amplifier line. Hello, Josh.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm probably one of your youngest listeners. I'm 13, and I really have a good insight into how the public education system is. It really, like, dumbs down a lot of the kids.
Can you give us some examples?
When it, like, in school, I mean, you're going to, discussions about politics come up, and then they'll talk about the Iraq War. Do you think we should be in Iraq? And then they'll say, well, they did 9/11 or whatever, and I'm like, no, they didn't. And then they teach that type of stuff at school, and
so your school, hold on, your school teaches that that the Iraqis did 9/11.
Not particularly, but they talk about how they fund terrorism, and they basically implied that.
Yeah, they're sort of casually linking it.
Mark.
Yeah. Basically.
Well, you know, it's the government schools are just purely propaganda tools, particularly in science classes, social studies classes, and also in the English classes, where a lot of people don't realize kids are being propagandized all the time. The other day, I ran into a mother and her daughter who were trying to find books on their summer reading list. And of course, you know, the public schools don't budget the books that the kids have to read over the summer for the summer reading list, which is kind of an interesting little problem that nobody seems to recognize in the government schools as well. But every book had to do with the environment. and rainforests and saving the rainforests and the global warming stuff. And that's every single book. They were fiction, but those were the subjects.
So what else goes on, Josh?
Well, also, I can just, like, sit in class and listen around and the things people talk about. If they think they're talking intelligently, they'll just say completely ignorant things. Or I've heard before from one girl who, she doesn't seem to think for herself. She said once, I don't really like Bush, but my family's Republican, so we're going to vote Republican. And stuff like that. They just don't think for themselves.
Wow.
Well, then she's fully prepared for adulthood.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, do us a favor, Josh, and let us know whenever, you know, outrageous things happen at your school. Some of the best calls we've had have come from kids in the government school system just sharing some of the propaganda, some of the questions on the tests, and just some of the crazy things that go on inside the government school system. Did you have anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
Well, I started listening to Free Talk Live a couple weeks ago, so in the summer, so not in school right now, but once I get back into school, I'll be calling you guys, talking to you about that.
Hey, how did you hear about the show?
Podcast Alley.
Awesome.
Perfect. Hey, and also, how did you amplify the show as a 13-year-old? You can have a PayPal account, can you?
Yeah, I can.
Wow, that's great. I didn't know that. Excellent. Thanks for the call, man.
Well,
we appreciate it.
Also,
go ahead. Yeah.
I live in Texas, so it's a completely conservative, Bush-supporting state, and I just feel so alone out here.
Well, five more years, you can move to New Hampshire. How about that?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
It'll be here before you know it. Thanks for the call, Josh, and keep up the good work. 800-259-9231. Mark, just to put that in perspective, a 13-year-old is able to amplify Free Talk Live. I mean, if that's not within the reach of everybody, I don't know what is.
Well, it's probably our biggest barrier to people amplifying is them getting around to doing the online work, going mm-hmm. to amp.freetalklive.com,
clicking the buttons, yeah.
Right, and then, you know, the $3 a month really isn't the hurdle that we have to deal with. It's doing it.
800-259-9231. Let's continue with the phone calls. It's Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
How you guys doing today?
Great. What's up?
I was just wondering how often you guys kiss each other on the mouth because you sound kind of gay.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Mark,
what's
I think
wrong?
That was before the show, right? Last time we... No, we don't do that.
Oh, we did sleep in the same bed together once.
Yeah, we did sleep in the same bed recently. That's true.
Recently.
Gardner, when's the last time you kissed us on the mouth?
Last time I heard a really classy guy make a phone call.
Yeah. let's go to Ken in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Ken, what's on your mind?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Actually, I was calling to talk about Ron Paul's poll numbers.
Okay.
And it seems, you know, he's only about 2 to 3% in the Republican primary polls or whatever. But to make an example out of that, I wanted to bring up the fact that we only had about one or two registered Republicans at our last meetup, but we had about 45 people there. So, you know, what that tells me, and I don't know if this is a common occurrence across the country, which I would assume it probably is mm-hmm. that it's, you know, the total versus Republican people who are registered versus the non-voters, constitutionalists, libertarians, anti-war Democrats, independents, the non-voters. The vast majority of people that were there, which, you know, 2 minus or 45 plus minus 2 is that pretty much equals 10 to 15 times more support for Ron Paul outside the Republican Party. So when
yeah,
you bring
there's a huge phantom support base for him that the Republican pollsters are not ever going to pick up.
And let's not forget that all the people out there that, like myself, I'm you know, I was registered Republican in Florida. It's much easier to be registered. You can vote in either primary here in New Hampshire, so I register neither.
Undeclared.
But my phone is unlisted. Why? I care about my privacy, as do probably a lot of people that
would vote for Ron Paul.
Yep. So they've never called me.
Cell phones are something that a lot of young people have. And
a lot of young people are going to support Ron Paul.
Those numbers aren't listed. So really, those polls that you're talking about are only a bunch of old Republican hardcore people. The people that would vote in a Republican primary, probably over the age of 50,
probably really hardcore, sort of whatever the Republican Party says, I'll do types of people. And so inevitably, that's why the statistics are coming out that way. So I think you're absolutely onto something. And I think that there's going to be some shock and surprise come primary day.
I think that's a really good point to draw out of this. The program you guys put together, a great show every night, but that's an excellent point. I hadn't really thought about all the undeclareds who are supporting Ron Paul, and you're not seeing them in the polls. And as Mark pointed out, the unlisted numbers, the people who want privacy, they will turn out, and they'll be drawing other people out, too, because they're very on fire about them.
Right. Ken, any other thoughts?
Actually, so the point I was trying to make was the fact that, so you got 2 or 3% who are Republicans, you know, supporting him. But what about the 10 to 15, not percent, but 10 to 15 times that, who, like, through all the meetup groups across the country who are supporting him, mm-hmm. what does that mean, you know, for all of us who are, you know, we're either libertarians, you know, through the whole nine yards or whatever, and then, you know, we're the ones that come out and support him, and, you know, you had that, you know, the 15 times that to the 2%, that's 30, you know, 10, you know, 20 to 30% who are going to support him in the primary, so...
Sure, and that's it. And even and while your analysis there is correct, you're also ignoring those who aren't active. You know, the ones that are going to go to a meetup group are the activists. You have to also understand that activists influence people. So each activist could be as good for, I've heard estimates as many as 30 votes. You know, whereas just a supporter is one vote, whereas an activist can draw more votes. There's people like me out here. I mean, I am an activist, but I'm not a Ron Paul activist per se, in that I've never shown up at a Ron Paul meetup. Yeah, I talk about him on my radio show, but there are a lot of people out there that just aren't interested enough to where they're going to get active, but are interested enough to where they've heard about Ron Paul, like Ron Paul, and are going to vote for him. So there's also those numbers, too.
Exactly. And as far as Fred Thompson's concerned, this man's one of the GOP fill-in candidates, you know, and I really don't want to even get started on him, you know, because you got to get, you know, conspiratorial and stuff like that. Talk about
right,
the CFR.
But what's there to say? He's just another politician, just like the rest of them. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Ken. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you want to take control of the airwaves on your show. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. Even these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Though, if you like the show and you want to help voluntarily support us, you can shop at our store. Just head over to store.freetalklive.com. Lots of neat merchandise, including the very hot-selling Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It is a 2-gigabyte MP3 player. It is also a flash drive, also a voice recorder, also an FM tuner, all rolled into one for less than $60. There's that. There's our brand new clothing items, two different styles of hoodies. We've got the two different beanie caps. We got a variety of t-shirts. It's all there and more. Get all the details and place your order at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. Just enough time to talk about a story from CNET. Declan McCullough and Ann Broach reporting here. Declan is good at keeping up on the liberty-oriented sort of news in regards to technology.
He was at the Freedom Forum.
He was.
Thinking about getting in touch with him. I'll have to make sure I get that article. He's a nice guy.
He does really good work. Yeah. Anyway, the U.S. Congress is poised to create a set of massive new government databases. We all know how well they've been going so far, right, with the no-fly list and the the no-business list. There's a list out there that says that if your name appears on it, business owners are not supposed to do any business with you. Car dealers are checking this list, and if your name shows up on that list, you will not be sold a car because you are a potential terrorist. You've not been convicted as a terrorist or anything like that. You've got the same name as a terrorist, so that's good enough to not sell you anything. These lists are out there right now, and they're affecting people's lives. If you haven't been caught up yet, you've just been lucky. Anyway, here's the news on the new database that all employers must use to investigate the immigration status of current and future employees or face stiff penalties. The so-called Employment Eligibility Verification System, or the EEVS, would be established as part of a bill that senators began debating last month, a procedure that's likely to continue through June and would represent the most extensive rewrite of immigration and visa laws in a generation. Now, even if the immigration law gets shot down, this will appear somewhere else. They're going to keep putting this in until it passes.
Absolutely.
Because anyone who fails a database check would be out of a job. The proposed database already has drawn comparisons with the no-fly list and is being criticized by civil libertarians and business groups. All employers in the United States, at least 7 million of them, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, would be required to verify identity documents provided by both existing employees and potential hires, the legislation says. So even employees that already have a job aren't exempted from this. All of a sudden, you've got to dig up your birth certificate or whatever else they're going to require if you want to keep your job.
You know, it's like we were talking about yesterday up at Pork Fest. you know, when I was talking about the immigration bill, and there were a bunch of guys up there that said, well, you know, we have to be a sovereign nation. We have to have our borders. I was like, look, you know, for the traditional conservatives, if you're afraid that you've got the world conspiracy and they're going to try to tear down the borders and make us Americana Mexico or Mecamera, Marijuana, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, just think about which it shouldn't be. It's not a false choice. But are you in favor of making America a police state? Do you want to force people supposedly in free enterprise to no longer be in free enterprise? Somehow they've got to answer to all of your requests. Where does that stop? It apparently never stops, and they could use the existing slavery as their excuse. Well, you already have to do this and this and this, Gardner. You already have, as a business owner, you already have to withhold taxes from people. So what's another couple extra regulations? We're going to keep the country safe.
Sure, why not hire another, you know, employer or two just to handle all the paperwork?
This is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you already have to hire an accountant to do your taxes every year. I mean, how much would that save businesses in just paperwork if they didn't have to fill out IRS forms?
Oh, billions. Overall, the entire country, billions of dollars. The data, including Social Security numbers, would be provided to Homeland Security on penalty of perjury, and the government databases would provide... That's perjury for the business owner.
Yeah.
And the government databases would provide a work authorization confirmation within 3 business days. Need to hire someone quick? Too bad. There's no privacy requirement that the federal government delete the information after work authorization is given or denied. The employers would be required to keep all the documentation in paper or electronic form for 7 years and, quote, make it available for inspection by officers of the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Labor. So at any time, the bureaucrats will come into your establishment, can come into your establishment, and demand to see all your employers or your employees' paperwork. And, of course, because you have to keep all this information on file, it's just going to be one more easily accessible place for identity thieves to get access to people's personal information.
Right.
Because how many mom and pops are going to have encrypted files? Many people are just going to have a file folder that they're going to have in their office to where any employee that knows that this is the case, and every employee is going to know because they're all going to have to be approved, any employee that wants to steal some ID just goes into that file, pulls out a couple of sheets, maybe uses the Xerox, puts it back, and he's got your Social Security number.
Wait, what if they have a vendetta against you for some reason or another?
What if? There's all kinds of fun what-ifs that apply to this situation.
This is an amazing article. Declan has done, I just called it up myself on my laptop, and this is amazing. And in the next paragraph, I know you're going to get to it. I've got to make sure. I don't know if you're going to be posting this over at the website.
Yeah, we post all of our prep. We post it on, that's your website, by the way, yeah. libertyconspiracy.com. I post everything for my show prep on the BBS under the issues. Well, it would also open up the IRS's database of confidential taxpayer information to Homeland Security and its contractors. Even parents who hire nannies might be covered. The language in the bill, called the whatever it is, defines an employer as any person or entity hiring, recruiting, or referring an individual for employment in the United States, and does not appear to explicitly exempt individuals or small businesses. Backers of the proposal, including that, what about contractors? Do you have to, if you're a private contractor, would you also have to show your identification? In which case, as a business owner, maybe businesses should not hire employees anymore and should just do private contracting.
What if you're a subcontractor and you have employees under you? You're a contractor hiring a subcontractor. Do you have to get not only the information of the subcontractor, but all the people under his employee?
Who knows? Anyway, let's see here. It defines an employer as any person or entity hiring, recruiting, or referring an individual for employment in the United States and does not appear to explicitly exempt individuals or small businesses. Backers of the proposal, including the Bush administration and many members of Congress, argue the changes to U.S. law are necessary to combat fraud and to ensure employees are truly eligible to work in the United States. Wait a minute. Why is it that the U.S. federal government has to decide whether or not someone's eligible to work at my private business? That's once again, them abrogating private property rights and saying that all you little employers out there, we own you. And we'll tell you what you can do as far as your business policies are concerned. What's that? You want to just hire someone off the street? We're talking about some serious penalties here, buddy.
Right. And they can enact whatever penalties they feel like enacting. And if you don't do it,
you're in big trouble.
This is where the Republican Party and I parted ways. And it, what really ticks me off about this is these Republicans are supposedly pro-constitutionalists. And again, I'll bring it up. It sort of draws us away from the ethics of it, which I don't think there should be any restrictions or anything. But this is not supposed to be a federal issue. It's explicitly stated in the U.S. Constitution that the federal government can only handle immigration in the states that existed at the time. All the rest of the states should not have the federal government telling them how to handle their immigration policies.
I really enjoyed your presentation yesterday. For those that couldn't make it out, Gardner had a nice little half-hour presentation at Porkfest. The last day of Porkfest was pretty much the last thing on the entire agenda. Yeah. And a number of people were there watching it, and there was this sort of table of sort of they would have called themselves libertarians, right. And one of them spoke to me afterward. He labeled himself as a libertarian and then wanted to tell me that he was for the draft, and we had an interesting conversation about that. But nonetheless, you were up there presenting your position on immigration, and you outlined the fact that the state of Texas had its own immigration bureaucracy, and you said, well, why would the state of Texas go through the hassle of creating this new bureaucracy if it were constitutionally a requirement for the federal government?
Yeah,
because
they would
it's
never,
not.
They actually had it in the Texas Constitution. Why would they write it in their Constitution if they knew it was a federal purview? It's
and you could
clear
almost,
that it's not.
You could almost hear the anger of the guys on the other side. They were the types that, you know, they get excited by the idea of guys with guns down by the border and catching people and intervening and protecting. Protecting America's sovereignty and all these other
ideas.
What
if those guys with those guns come to your house and want to search your house because there might be immigrants hiding there?
That'd be okay by them.
Yeah, you're hiring a nanny, you know?
I don't understand that. I mean, how can you possibly say you're for liberty and then support something like that? It's just out of the frame, as far as I can tell.
Declan's article goes on. We don't have enough time to cover the rest of it, but it goes on to rightly point out that there have been tons of mistakes with the no-fly list, people getting misidentified as the name that's on that list, thereby being prevented from flying. Inevitably, that's going to happen with the government's no-work list. If you're on that list and you don't qualify, you're not going to be able to get a job in America. That's fine. They'll just go onto the black market, and employers will hire them off the books. And there are going to be ways around it, plenty of workarounds. But nonetheless, the government is cracking down on business freedom. It's been Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD,
books,
music,
instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronic,
photo,
cell phone,
office product,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supply,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.